Leah Wohl from the Overseas Development Institute. I am here with Peter Steck, member of the Commission on Coherence of the International Economic and Financial Architecture from the Advisory Council on International Affairs, Dutch Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We are at the ODI event on policy coherence and the international financial architecture. We asked him, what factors in international financial architecture are particularly helpful? And what are the risks in mobilising and using finance flows effectively for development in the poorest and most vulnerable countries?
Well, that's an interesting question, of course, particularly to the countries themselves. I think one can speak of a greater level of competition, as it were, between countries, because there's more knowledge is available in all these countries. So thanks to the internet, and which has penetrated in many of these countries too, and mobile phone contacts, and that means that there is a greater awareness among at least certainly parts of their populations, that applies pressure to the authorities in those countries. And some of these authorities themselves are very responsible and will feel that they need to move up the ladder, as it were. So I think their own initiative is the most important part of it, and perhaps they will find it helpful to acquire advice from the multilaterals, from the multilateral development banks and from the IMF, and from regional development banks, and from their own overarching institutions which exist in certain parts of Africa, for example. And if they manage to use what is available in terms of knowledge and experience, and are really serious about improving matters in their countries, then they will probably be much better off than if they do not do that.